Minister Parrish, Minister Sales, Associate Ministers, members of the Diaconate, members and friends, good morning.
Good morning.
Let us again recognize all of our youth for what they've done this morning. I just want to thank them again for remembering the little bitty baby all the way up to the kings that came around. So we're going to start with an expression of thanks. With special thanks to all of you, to know you is to know people who are kind, considerate, and thoughtful. To know you is to be grateful for the special things you do, for everything you've done, every call, text, and card, for being the special people that you are. Thank you very much, Michael, Rhonda, Jasmine, and Sierra, the Lewis family. I have an announcement to share that's not printed in your bulletin. There will be a meeting of the Sunday School Ministry today at 12:15 in the Education Building. Again, a Sunday School Ministry meeting at 12:15 in Building 3. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin. Starting with our insert, those who are preparing turkeys and they need to be cooked. Some people are preparing their turkeys at home. Those who are bringing their turkeys to the church and they need to be cooked must be in the refrigerator by Thursday the 20th. So if you are bringing a turkey and it needs to be cooked, it must be in the refrigerator by Thursday the 20th. As for the flyer, I'm also being told we still need everything. So let's start at the top. Ham, cooked turkey, or bring it to the church. Pies, cakes, cookies. That would also be preparers, servers, delivery drivers, helpers, and cleanup crew. This is our Christmas morning dinner, 11 to 2. So again. Other announcements in the bulletin from our Sunday School Ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the deadline for the next newsletter, our note from our security ministry, please take note what row you're sitting in. They are color-coded. There is also an exit plan and on the placards in the near the hymnals and the Bibles, please read those. So if there is an emergency, you know how to exit the sanctuary. And our special Christmas card exchange. If you took the elevator, you might not have noticed, but if you took the stairs, those boxes are overflowing.
Excuse me.
And someone has need of a tow truck driver, Sister Allen. They have arrived. Sister Allen, are you in the congregation? You may have already left. Your tow truck driver's out there. Okay. AAA, I'm sorry. So please pick up your cards. They are overflowing, and they are alphabetized. Some of them are gathered by name, but please take the time to pick up your cards and also to leave them. The trustees for the month are listed. Please take note of volunteer efforts. Sister Allen. Volunteer efforts. For Micah Ministry are in the bulletin as well. On the reverse of our announcements, our known, sick, and shut in, always adding to this list the bereaved families of our church and community, most notably adding to that list, and they are noted on the bottom right corner. Brother Doug and Sister Gail Jones, Sister Denise Peterson, the Trent family, Sister Dorothy Weldon. Those are the additions to the list this week. And please continue to remember in prayer those who are below those names, having lost someone in their families. And the last announcement that I have, the management and staff of A.L. Bennett and Son Funeral Home invite you to attend a memorial Christmas tree trimming and open house. It is this afternoon from 5 to 7. You are invited to bring an ornament to be placed on the tree in memory of a loved one you wish to be remembered during the holiday season. Again, that is 5 to 7 this afternoon. And due to the inclement weather on last week, the 21st annual celebration of the Voices of the Gospel, the Christmas celebration, has been rescheduled, and I believe it is to be the 23rd, and it is still here at Shiloh New Site. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, church family, again. At this time, we recognize our young people for their accomplishments since the last grading period or since last month. And as the names are called, would you please stand if you're here? And any family that wishes to stand, parents, grandparents, aunties, feel free to stand as well. We're going to start with Joseph L.J. Hunter up front here. Joseph is a second grade at Smith Station Elementary School, and he has advanced to the next level in piano. In addition, the 2018 ACC Championship Youth Football Combined Participant Award. And for those of you who hasn't had an opportunity to listen to LJ play the piano, he is quite good. So hopefully we'll get a chance next quarter to hear him play here. Right, AJ? LJ? Amen. Amen. Soraya Payne, a fourth grade at Upper Lafayette Elementary School, received all A's on her interim and was chosen to... Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I do see that now. All A pluses on her interim and was chosen to be one of the flag brigade in her class. These children are chosen for showing good citizenship and being respectful to the teachers and her peers. Something that we need more of, respect. Congratulations. Belinda Johnson. Belinda, an eighth grade at Dixon Middle School, all A's and two B's, a member of the National Junior Honor Society, on the JK Sports Travel Volleyball Team, completed the Take Action Project for Girl Scout Troop, collecting items for the SPCA. Congratulations, Belinda. Alex Jai. Alex is a ninth grade at Colonial Forge High School, honor roll and perfect attendance, in spite of breaking her wrist. She broke her wrist playing volleyball in her last game of the season, and in a month it has healed nicely, praise God. And she says she's currently in a brace. Which arm is it, Alex? Is in a brace. And she said, and she wants everyone to know that her team still finished undefeated. Aaliyah Carmichael. Aaliyah, a 10th grader at Stafford High School, honor roll, consistently on the honor roll. She's also a member of the Stafford Girls Varsity Basketball Team. They won first round of districts. And Aaliyah, for some of you may have seen a young lady on the front page of the sports section of the Freelance Star a few weeks ago. She was featured on the front page of the Freelance Star sports section. Congratulations. Her brother, Amir Carmichael, in the back there, a senior at Stafford High School, honor roll, and also understand from Dad that he's filled out numerous college applications, just motivated to do so. He's ready to move on to the next level. And currently he has been accepted into George Mason University and plans to major in cybersecurity. Congratulations, Amir. And lastly, anyone that we missed that made AB honor roll this quarter, please stand. Even if your name were already called, but especially for those if you weren't. Honor roll. Congratulations, young people, for the fine job that you're doing in school.
Good morning, Shiloh. I'm the grandson of Mrs. Wright. I've been serving for the military, and I'm out, but my wife is still active duty. We are currently stationed in Africa, working for the U.S. Embassy. I've just flown back in for some lessons and schooling, and I came down to visit my grandmother. I appreciate everything that y'all have done for my grandmother because I have not been here. So I appreciate Mr. Bryant, Mrs. Bryant, and the congregation, and Mr. Edward Carroll and DRC for taking care of my grandmother since I've not been able to do that. All right.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
We bless God once again for the presence of all of you in worship today, and we give God the glory for our safe passage and allowing us to arrive safely here to this place of worship. We realize our young people are extraordinary, and those here at Shiloh are unique, and we thank God for them as well as their families, and we ought to give all of them a round of applause. For we recognize those whom we have, but there are many who don't get the recognition. They're here also, and we're proud of all of them also for what God is doing through them, because through them, they are indeed indoctrinating other children that are around them, for letting them know that God is a good God, and if he can bless them, they can bless them also. So keep praying with them, praying for them, most all of our youth here in service and those who may not be in service, and we give God the glory. We want to thank Sister Wilson for the reading of all the announcements. We ask that you keep these announcements in mind. They're extremely important for the ongoing ministries here at this branch of Zion. We realize, as it was said, this is a season of giving. Now, contrary to popular belief, every Sunday there's a certain period when we have a season of giving here in worship. So don't hold back your wallets just because it's not Christmas Day. So when the offering comes up on next Sunday and the Sunday after that, we want you to be reminded it is a season of giving every Sunday when you come into the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. We bless God for our men's ministry. They committed to helping two families for the Christmas season, and they did an outstanding job, and they did more than pray about it. They actually took action and did a great job of taking care of the two families for Christmas, and I understand it was a substantial amount of giving that was done for those two families, and we give God the glory. Amen. We ask your prayers for our bereaved family members. There are many of them who are going through bereavement. We ask that you continue to pray with them and pray for them. We realize we're coming up on days when many of us will be traveling. Our prayers is for those of you who will be traveling, that the Lord will be with you. We pray God's mercy will be with you and that he will grant each of you traveling mercies as you go over the dangerous highways. We realize there are dangers out there, and we have to be aware and drive defensively. Always look out for the other person. We know that we are perfect drivers, so we won't make the mistake. They will make the mistake trying to hit us, so you make sure you drive defensively. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We give God the glory. We'll talk about the Merry Christmas and things like that on next Sunday. But this Sunday, we just give God the glory for worship. We thank God for all of you who are in worship today. And we will just ask our choir to bless us once again.